I felt somewhat privileged, actually. I felt privileged in as much as clearly the local TAFE has resonance with the community. I think the number of supporters that we actually had there last night is an indication that whatever the TAFE has been doing over its lifetime has been exceedingly good and well thought of by the community. And I think if the groundswell of support is anything to go by, the various government ministers should be now taking note.
Well, Ed Vermeulen, the mayor, was saying that these cuts need to be reversed, even in part. Is that a possibility?
Celine, it's very difficult to say whether it is able. I am certainly hoping that the cuts need to be reversed, even in part. And I think, as some of your previous commentators said in regard to the young student, Amy Cooper, in regard to others that spoke about the devastation to their lives themselves, any turnaround should be able to support those people, because that's really what it's all about.
Given that people put forward last night their situation, their circumstances, and painted quite a grim picture, were you aware of the extent of feeling within the student body, the academics, the community? And if you were, have you relayed that in your discussions with the minister?
The answer to that is the extent of the cuts, or more particularly the pain to the community. We've had a pretty thorough understanding of those implications. I think what last night brought out was how, at a very personal level, the cuts are actually impacting on communities.
Were you aware of how personally some people are taking this?
Only in a peripheral way, but certainly an appreciation, because certainly a number of students have, caught up with me in the supermarket. A number of students have written to me, and obviously staff, because of our staff meetings. So, yes, I've had a reasonably good understanding. The next question, of course, which you ask, is have I relayed those to the government? The answer is yes. But whether there's any appreciation or empathy with those concerns from the government, at this present point in time, I'm not seeing anything.
Okay. Peter Whitley, can you give me a fresh snapshot of what the extent of these cuts will be to your budget, your courses and your staff?
In essence, Celine, there's been around about a third of the budget that has been reduced for this particular TAFE. That has meant around, in rough terms, probably 20% of our courses will not be offered. They will not be offered on the basis that either they are not sufficiently subsidised by the government, or the fees that we would have to charge the student, we do not believe the students are able to pay those fees. And at this present point in time, as you reported some weeks ago, that we have already lost 32 staff through redundancies, and we believe that we'll have further redundancies as we move forward. So that's the impact. What we are trying to do, you know, and this is, I guess, a positive thing, we are trying to rebuild in other areas, but that's even those rebuilding is not going to make it much easier for the community or our local community.
Okay. Are you able to say how many more redundancies will come?
Not at the moment, Celine. What we're looking for at the moment is some appreciation of the capacity of the community to take up the extra cost. We will have a better understanding probably in the next month, month and a half.
Okay. Does a third of your budget equate to $10 million? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And 20% of your courses, what is the real figure of that?
We actually have over 300 different courses, ranging from certificates 1, 2 and 3 and 4 through to diplomas, advanced diplomas. And as I say, around about 20% of that those 300 courses are now considered inappropriate to offer.
When will you be able to shore up exactly what you might be able to do for 2013?
We believe that we will be finalising those things between now and August.
And how might the formation of this community action group affect that? Will you just be going your own way, or will you somehow be coordinating in with what they are planning to do?
Certainly we will be coordinating, and we have been part of the, I guess, the sentiment behind the action group to date. We intend to continue to support that. We also plan to continue to support the advocacy to the government to try and get them to turn their decision-making around. I think what the action group will bring forth is complementary action, and we will endeavour to do that. We will also be endeavouring to align our actions with those that are occurring in other local government areas around Victoria.
Peter Whitley, them's fighting words in a way.
This is about our community, Celine. This is about the heart and soul of regional Australia. And I think, as I've said before, I am committed to regional Australia. And certainly it's about providing the best education, vocational education and applied education as we possibly can.
What if the government doesn't change its mind and in trimming back and making the changes that the government has suggested, that Victoria ends up with a better TAFE system? Could you see that?
I personally can't. I think it is about an obligation to the committee. What I can see, if we are unable to turn the government's decision around, this particular TAFE will be probably less than half of what it currently is. Therefore, the opportunity of diverse programs will be halved quite dramatically. A range of our services in and around our campuses will have to be reduced, and I can't see those building up. Because if it's about generating revenues, unfortunately for this TAFE, to generate those revenues, it will be outside of Gippsland.